136. A juvenile offender. For a student who is so knowledgeable, you have recently been displaying an amazing lack of judgment, Brian, the teacher said sternly. Tell me, how do you justify pouring kerosene into that kennel and then setting a match to it? The place went up in flames like a kiln, you know. You caused death and grievous injury to those poor, helpless puppies, you know. This is in total juxtaposition to what you wrote in your last essay on the value of life, including animal life. As far as I can see now, there was not a kernel of truth in those high-sounding ideas of yours, was there? Brian simply stood in silence, head bowed. It is outside my ken how anyone of your intelligence can commit such a wanton act of vandalism. Now, while I am not keen on meting out punishment, as you are well aware, in this case I shall see to it that justice be done. The proceedings will, no doubt, be laborious, but I shall do everything I can to make sure you are sent to an institution for juvenile offenders. And justly so. And, as far as I am concerned, you can stay there till kingdom come. Still, Brian said nothing. His teacher went on, And when you come out at the age of 21, you can kiss your dream of becoming a famous physicist, doing research into your favorite subject of kinetic energy, goodbye. A laborer, that's what you're going to be. Join a labor union, my young friend. Become part of the labor movement. Ha!